Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it feels like it's been so long since we've been able to learn the Piyasetzna together. It was still in the first perek here, and he's speaking about how we're trying to get people to believe in themselves. What a major accomplishment when a person believes in what he's capable of. And a lot of times people think, you know, I'm nothing special, and you can't really expect anything particularly, you know, unique or grand from me. I'm just a regular nobody. And or maybe I'm just like everybody else. And what we're trying to do here, what the Rebbe is trying to do, is he's trying to get you to understand that you can be exceptional. And if you think that you're no different than anyone else, guess what? Everyone can be exceptional, because all of us have inside of us tremendous koichas. And we're on page Lamed, and I do think that a tremendous amount of what the Rebbe is doing consistently over and over again is just trying to empower us to believe in ourselves. So much of this is that, the understanding of what we have inside us. And he says on page Lamed, if you feel like you can't even understand what we're talking about, you don't get it. If you don't understand, Shmano es divrei Yeshayo anavi. Why don't you hear the words of the Navi Yeshaya? Ki kerem Hashem tzivokos beis Yisrael. Rabbi said, does anyone know if we did this yet? We did do it already? We're going to do it again. I don't remember doing it. We did do it? You have one paragraph before that? No, I'm pretty sure we did that paragraph. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one we did for sure. Could be you missed 1 week. Okay, we're going to do this one over again. It's important. The next paragraph can't be done stand alone. It needs to this one anyway. All of Kal Yisrael is like Hashem's vineyard. Every individual is Eitz Yokar, is a precious tree. Shashem ishtasheyaboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, is happy with. If he only goes in Hashem's way. What is Hashem's way? Derech HaTorah. V'gam ato, and you too. Nar Yisrael, soirek katan, you're a small vine. Kishanu midabrim ato ilecho, we're speaking now to you. Einanu yoidim imi midabrim. We don't even know who we're talking to. You don't even know yourself who you are. Mi'ata. Uma'atiya. Kishetis gadel. Ba'avoidosoi. Ubesoirosoi. You don't know what's going to become of you when you would just be able to develop yourself, to mature into your avoida and your Torah. Im tzadik vigoin. If you can end up being a big tzadik and a big goin. Your name will go from one side of the world to the next. Or maybe you're going to be a very wealthy man. But you'll still be a person that's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an amazing way. A tremendous baltstoko is good for Hashem and good to everyone. You'll be the pride of the Jewish people. Totally, the pride of the Jewish people. V'chol aveim, v'chol yisboruch uleimar, l'vneim, yisimcha elokim kazeh. All of Klal Yisrael is going to say, wow, I wish my son would be like you. Maybe that's your destiny. Or maybe that's at least what you're capable of. If you would just apply yourself to it. U'kvar shamanu gam shamanu. We've heard this many times. Mehar be'anoshim gedoy le'Yisrael shebekat nusam lo hikiru behem shum Yisron al chavereihem. That when they were younger, there was nothing like particularly unique. They weren't any better than their friends. U'kishehismasru la'avoidosoy. But when they gave themselves over to their avoida, yisporach, godlu, v'tzlichu, v'ad lo netzach, v'roish am Yisrael kulo nisharu. But they grew, they gave themselves over, and they were matzliach unbelievably, till they became B'Rosh Am Yisrael Kula Nisho, they became the top, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. B'Tzel Toirosam, in the shade of their Torah of Avodosam, Kol Beis Yisrael Yechsoyon, all of Klal Yisrael is being shaded by their tremendous shade, Ad Sheyavu Mashiachenu Ba'orim V'Nisa V'Nelech, and they'll go. They're these people, they've accomplished so much, but when they were younger, they weren't anything particularly impressive or unique. I've told of it before, I'll tell it again. I think it's a mitzvah of farsim. I heard from our mayor Bronstein Shlita that he said that he heard over from someone who was in the same class as Reb Chaim Kanievsky that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was the worst kid in the class. Hachi garua bakita. Now, I don't think, I'm not positive, I'm pretty sure he didn't mean he was a troublemaker. He had the worst head in the class. He had the worst head in the class. Abraham Kanievsky is not a particularly brilliant person. He works like no one else in the world. His hasmada, the amount of dedication and devotion, the grit that we were talking about, the way that he applies himself, no one else can match, but his sheer intellect, it's below average, subpar. He's not particularly intelligent. If you the legendary Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, of Nassim Tzvi Finkel, he went to Ida Crown. He wasn't known as a particularly intelligent. He was known as a nice guy. He was a really nice. He was known as Mr. Nice Guy. You could see they have his graduation picture when he graduated from high school. He was like the nicest guy. He wasn't like a super brilliant person, but he was so driven. He was so dedicated. So it's not about having these like talents that are like particularly like exceptional. It's about a person working hard. And you never know. And you never know when Talmidim are younger, what's going to come of them. It's a cute story. It's not exactly what I'm trying to bring out, but I tell the story anyway. I told some of the Bochum, I think it was last week, that when there was a tekufa when I was doing a lot more flying than I am doing nowadays, Baruch Hashem. Then I was flying all the time. I was flying, I flew more than 10 times a year. I could even fly 3 times in 2 weeks. It was like, whatever it was, there was a lot of flying, and a certain crunch. And anyway, so I had already amassed a tremendous amount of miles. And at that time, all the El Al pilots were on strike. So El Al was sending everyone on different airlines, and they had all these different budget airlines that they were using instead of El Al. So they put us on these really, dinky planes. It was to the point where I'm not exaggerating that the seats in business class didn't recline. That was business class. Never mind what economy looked like. It was mamish, like it was horrible. But business class didn't recline. It was like business class was like regular economy, and economy was like mamish, being at a cattle car. Anyway, so the lounge, that's what it's called. I'm in the lounge. And I see there a barrel wine. A barrel wine was my Rosh Hashiva when I was 16 years old in Muncie. And I kept up over the years a little bit, And I saw him in the lounge and I went over to say hello to him and I asked him, where he's going to America. He told me, yeah, he said he can't do these trips anymore. It's too hard. He's Baruch Hashem. He's already, considerably older. It's very hard to go back and forth, but I have to go. And it's, and he's like, whatever. Anyway, we finish our conversation, and we board the plane, and they upgrade me to first class. I get to sit in first class, which means that my seat reclines. Right? And Rabbi Wein is in business class. So I know the business class seats are gefährlich. So I go to Rabbi Wein and I said, please, could you do me a favor? Can you please take my seat in first class? I'm begging you. begging you take my first sandwich. He says, no, enjoy it. They give it to you. You can have it. I said, I don't need it. I'm fine sitting over here. I'm not like I'm not a creature of comfort. Those of you that know me well, it's not like a big thing by me at all. I'm fine sitting. I could sit in the economy. I could sit. They upgraded me. I want you to have it. It would make me feel good. Could you please take it? You're my Rebbe. It would mean a lot to me if you take the seat. So he took it. And, he came back during the flight. We schmoozed a little bit about different things. Anyway, next week, Rabbi Wein's writing a column in the Jerusalem Post and also in the Wein Press and in a few other places where he writes his columns. And he writes about his interaction with his Talmud on the plane. He said that I have a Talmud. He didn't say my name, but that was in our yeshiva and... he writes the whole thing, and he says the following thing. He says, you never know, because he was just one of the many Talmidim we had in our yeshiva, and I never would have guessed that he is going to end up becoming a Rosh Yeshiva, and that that he's going to be like in that position where now he's going to be able to give me a seat in the first class section. I never would have known that he would end up becoming that. You never know who's going to become what. Now, the reason why it's not exactly the story we're talking about is because I still have a lot more to do. It's true. It's an impressive position, Rosh Hashiva. I'll agree about the position. I wouldn't agree about what I've accomplished in my life, but the position is something that's definitely considered to be for Shari Torah, to have Talmidim that are Rosh Hashivas, and I'm very happy to be able to promote that. But the message he's trying to bring out is that I was a Shari Torah kid, and you don't have necessarily think he has to give me extra attention, or maybe and whatever. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to become. And honestly, when I was in Shari Torah, I didn't think about it. I was like, where am I going to be? I'm going to be a Rosh Yeshiva one day. Maybe I'll be a baseball player. Maybe I'll be a lawyer. Maybe I'll be a Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know. I left it open. I left it open. I did, but I wasn't positive about anything. But I was open to the possibility. There's a bachur who came to this yeshiva. He learned here. He came here, he was just a regular guy, just like all you guys. And he just started learning. He came to Eretz Yisrael and just learning and learning and learning. It was insane. He was he was very normal. He was a good ball player, he was a fun guy, a lot of friends. He was even from the cooler guys, but he was when he's learning, he's learning. And today he's considered to be one of the up-and-coming Rabbanim in all of America. Very, very Choshev Talmud Chacham. Finished Shas, says one of the most popular Daf Yomi Shiurim. He's the real thing. When I spoke to him, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman said, I haven't had a Talmud like him. He's just a regular Centers guy. He is, and he's fun, cool. He didn't get he's still enjoyable, friendly, nice, didn't lose his personality, nothing. And he's just one of the boys. But he said, okay, I'm going to take myself seriously. He took himself seriously. If you would take yourself seriously, and it doesn't mean all of a sudden get stressed out. That's not healthy. It's not going to help anybody. But it means be real, be serious. You don't even know where you could end up. You don't even know who you could become. And all a person has to do is he just has to believe in the possibility that I can do something that's really, and that's what the Navi's telling us. Every single person, every single one of us has tremendous abilities, whether it's to become a big goyin, whether it's to become a big tzaddik, whether it's to become a big bout stuck up, but believe that you could be someone big. We don't mean to say that there's no difference between the hachshara, between the abilities of every young man. We're not saying that there's like everyone is exact has exact same talents. We're not saying. You can't make a decision about what you're capable of. Loimer meirosh, to say beforehand, mayia mishpat hanarkishi yigdal. You couldn't say when in the beginning of like You know, this person, he'll never be able to accomplish. He'll never be able to do. Ki yesh tam talmidim. We find sometimes talmidim. Shehachsharusehem sgurois mine'elamois bahem. Their talents are locked up inside of them. It's sogur v'ne'elam, and it's hidden. Ad shelo yuman alav. Shuyeh gadol b'Yisrael. No one would ever believe he could be a gadol b'Yisrael. Hey b'toyrah, hey b'tzidkas avoidah. Ukashi yigdal v'hineh lepele komakir. It's amazed. Lefaneinu ish gadol. Ashekulam ufnei roim eriko yikanu. Everyone bows in front of this greatness of this person. Ufnei gduloso yisbatlu. And in front of his greatness they feel like they're nothing. Ulehepach. And the opposite also happens. Kama neshama is gedoyle shayir u'iris lahayir es ene Yisrael. Nev du arde hisrash lusam ba'avoidosam b'noreham. A lot of people, they talk about how, wow, they're so intelligent, they're so smart, they're so, wow. Nothing happens because they're lazy, because they never learn how to work hard. You never know. Sometimes people have greatness that's just locked up inside of them. It's just, it's there, but they don't even know about it. They don't realize. I spoke about it, I think, last time we learned the Sefer together. That the Netziv, we just learned the Netziv today in Shir, the Mu'me Soda. The Netziv, when he was a kid, everyone thought that he couldn't learn. And when he came out of the farm, the family didn't even believe it was his. They couldn't believe it. It's not possible. You don't have this inside of you. No one realized that it was there. And we have inside of us things we don't realize. We didn't know we had there. Gam ato ben Yakir, you too, my precious son. Im kihishras lusam tis Rachel, if you're just going to be lazy like other people, and you're just not going to apply yourself. Ves kishroi noisecha asher atzurim becha. You have this intellect, you have this wisdom that's locked up inside of you. Mibli asher targish, you don't even know that it's there. Chas v'shalom ta'abe, you're just going to waste. Just going to let it go to waste. Loi na'ar bilvad shichasa. You haven't only wasted a na'ar. Rak efsher goy Yisrael. The tzaddik bal madrega chas v'shalom yibadata. It could be. Not only that, but a goy in a tzaddik. A bal madrega. We lost. Chai Yisrael lost. Because that's what you could have been. That was your destiny. That's your calling. It's going to be a lot of work, but you could do it. And if you decide, nah, I don't want to work. So it's not just a question of, okay, so it's another kid that didn't apply himself. We lost someone that could have made such an impact on Klal Yisrael. V'loy l'cho levad harayoysa. You haven't only done damage to yourself. Rakam be'am Yisrael kuloi. You've caused damage to all of Klal Yisrael. Afto k'dosh Yisrael v'na k'dosh boch u'pogato. You could have made a change in the Golus. You could have made a change in Klal Yisrael's status. If you would have applied yourself, you could have made a difference. And everyone would have been better because of it. You just didn't bother. And everyone got wounded. On this thing, the Shechina is moaning, Mialeles loimar, Siptu Shamayim, let the heavens mourn. Umalacheihem af Ha'aretz Meloye Li Mar Yivkun. They should cry bitterly. Oylam Li Barasi. I created a world. V'lishkoin B'soicha Kivisi. I wanted to dwell in this world. I wanted to come here. I wanted to be here. G'doyle Yisrael V'avodei Atzadikim Es Shchinasi Bo Yimshachu Yamshichu. And what did I want? G'doyle Yisrael and the Tzadikim. I wanted them to draw my Shechina into this world. And to bring out the greatness of my name, to mekadesh it, as divori lekulon yashmiu, that everyone should hear my word. Everyone should be subservient to my avoda, to my service. And here comes this kid. And I was waiting. I've been waiting for your neshama for so long. I've been waiting for you to do it. I've been waiting for this moment. You've got this big neshama. You're capable of so much. Ve'eved asher es kvoidi yakdish v'yishkoin me'iti bitel. And from the eved, that my kedusha, my kavod, could have been makdish. He could have brought my shechina here. He was mevatel it. Regel me raglei kisei kavodi. One of the legs from the kisei hakavod asher be'eretz nigda vechelik shechinasi min olami nirgash. A chelik of my shechina from this world, he chased away. Why? Because he didn't want to apply himself. I tell you, my friends, for all my life, I had a hard time remembering names. A very hard time with names. And I have a hard time with names in the Gemara. Any of you that know, ever learn with me? I don't remember if it's Rav Yehuda or Rav Huna or Rav Meir or Rav Shimon. I have a hard time with names. So there are people like that. You know those type of people that just have a hard time with names? I just don't remember names. I don't remember like these types of details. I remember faces. I don't remember names. I'm really bad with names. Often you could ask my wife, we're at a meal, and I'm like, you go in the kitchen, like, okay, what's the name again? Because I don't know the people's names. Just happened this past Shabbos. This person eating at my house, I had to ask my wife three times what his name was. It's a fact. You could ask, if you really want, you could ask my wife. I'm terrible with names. Now, what happened? One time I was in the yeshiva, and the Rashiv forgot my name. I wasn't so happy. I felt like, so he obviously doesn't know who I am. So, when we opened the yeshiva, I said, okay, I'm going to make sure I know the Talmidim's names. Now, I happen to know everyone in yeshiva's name. I usually know within 2 days of them being in yeshiva. It's not so easy. For anyone, I think, but definitely for me not. But within 2 days, I know everyone's name. Now, it could be every once in a while, like I get, I like mix up a last name a little bit, but I know everybody's name in yeshiva. Something happened in my life that changed and made, this is an important, this became an important thing to me. For a while, names were just not important to me. I cared about faces. Names are like just, I felt like they're just not that important. What you say is more important than what your name is. So I care about, is it Abaye that says Yishalom Midas, or is it Rava? It's the opinions. It's more than the names. Look at the names. For a while, that's the way it was for me. Until something happened, and then, names became important. And only some names are important, by the way. Still, names that aren't important, like people that came to my house, I don't remember his name anymore. Whoever it was at my house on Shabbos, some of the boys were here with me. There's a couple. I don't remember his name. He had a name, whatever it was. It went in, went in. I had to know it long enough to remember it for the meal. I forgot it already, and that was the end. But if a name's important, I'll remember it. Now, I learned something about myself, and I learned something about you. That I'm not bad at names. I just don't care enough about names. They're just not important enough to me. And if they're important, I'll remember them. I could probably remember as many names as anyone else. It's just some people, they like names interest them. Some people, they don't. They didn't interest me. I didn't care. I care. I can know names. I can know as many names as you know, okay? I can know as many as you. I just have to care enough about it. I'm not name disabled. I just never worked on it. If I would work on it, I'll get to know names. I know a lot of names now. Yes, I do. Thank you. Rabbi Isai, we tend to say, tell ourselves, like, there's certain things, okay, this is just not good at this. I can't. But we're really just not applying ourselves. And sometimes, even if we try, and I'll say, what's your name? And I ask him his name, and I forget it. I can literally, without exaggeration, within 3 seconds, forget a name. What's your name? Oh, Yitzchak, okay. Well, what's your name again? My wife is like in awe of me. She's like, how did you forget it so fast? I didn't forget it. It just went like that, because I didn't really care. Some people, they sit through a schmooze, like, I don't understand what he was saying. Yeah, because you weren't really listening. I was listening. No, you weren't. You were half listening. you really cared, if you really applied yourself, you'd be amazed at what you could accomplish. The question is, are we willing to put in enough effort to do that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. He's saying, you've got what it takes. You got it. And I gave it to you. I gave you all that. And I've been waiting for your neshama to come to this world. Just the question is, are we going to put in the effort that we need in order to bring out our koyachos? That's what it boils down to. It's not what I'm capable of. It's how much I want it. The person wants it and he has patience. It doesn't happen overnight. But you'll see. All of a sudden, you'll start remembering things. You'll start understanding things. Even a person's ability to read. If a person really wants to be able to read and he focuses hard, he could read better. This is what the Rebbe is trying to get us to realize. Don't excuse yourself by saying you're not capable, because then you'll never get anywhere. Believe in yourself, and you'll surprise everyone around you, and you'll surprise yourself at how much you could really accomplish. Beis Hashem, will continue next time.